It's Remy. I'm back. Today is... Sorry, today is Tuesday and... And I guess I'm tired. Maybe that's because Alex and I have been getting up in the middle of the night to explore the tunnel. But since Mom and Dad don't know, I still have to wake up on time for Mom's homeschool. Hence the yawns. By the way, I've seen in some of the comments that a lot of you are wondering how Mom and Dad don't know what we're doing. I mean, I'm putting it out here on the podcast where a lot of people are hearing it. Well, I asked them not to listen a few days ago. I said the podcast is like my diary and that it's personal. Dad took a while to convince, but Mom thought it was good for me to have some... Wait, I wrote it down. Independence and privacy at a time when it's sorely lacking. Sounds good to me. Right now it's morning and I'm going to have to start school. So I'll break and when I come back it'll be the middle of the night and Alex and I will be in the tunnel again. Oh, and remember how Alex said we have to come up with a system of how not to get lost? Well, he figured it out. But instead of just having him tell you, which would be kind of boring, I had an idea. I've been listening to some other podcasts, and when they break in the middle of the episode, they have the host read commercials. So, just for fun, Alex and I are going to do one. Okay, we'll be right back after this word from our sponsor. Hi, 6 Minutes listeners. It's me, Remy, creator of Remy's Life Interrupted.
And I'm her brother, Alex, star of Remy's Life Interrupted.
Sort of. Do you have a creepy old tunnel in your basement you want to explore?
Are you worried about taking a wrong turn in the dark and getting lost forever?
We were too, until we discovered
Mom's Ball of Yarn!
Yes, Mom's Ball of Yarn had been sitting in a closet for about 5 years, which was the last time she tried knitting.
But thanks to the quarantine, Mom's been knitting again, and she has yarn lying all over the house.
Yarn that's just perfect for navigating the creepy old tunnel. Tell them how it works, Alex.
Why don't I tell them how it works?
I just said that.
I'm trying to stick to your script.
I know, but I'm improvising it. Never mind, just go.
Fine. It's simple. Just take Mom's ball of yarn into the tunnel, tie one end to the metal door in the basement, and stretch it out as you go. Then you'll never be lost.
And you'll never lose each other. And right now, Mom's Ball of Yarn is offering a special deal for my listeners. So enter promo code REMY at checkout. Once again, that's Mom's Ball of Yarn.
Don't get lost in a creepy old tunnel ever again.
Okay, we're back and it's tunnel time. 1:37 a.m. to be exact. Took a while tonight before we could be sure Mom and Dad were asleep. But here we are again, and we've got Mom's ball of yarn. Alex is tying the end of it to the doorknob at the entry to the tunnel.
Would you mind shining a little more light this way?
Oh, sorry. Hard to hold the recorder and the flashlight at the same time.
I'll take the flashlight. Okay, that seems pretty tight. I'll hold on to the ball. You grab the string right behind me, and don't let go.
Okay, got it.
And now we walk slowly.
Walking.
Okay, here comes the fork. Left or right?
Right. We're definitely going right.
Right it is. Okay, turning the corner.
How far will the string go?
I knew you were going to ask me that, so I looked it up and did the math. Different skeins of yarn
are... What's a skein?
It's what they call a ball of yarn.
Then why not call it a ball?
Like I was saying, skeins of yarn are sold by weight, and the length of yarn varies. But Mom ordered a bunch of the same ones. Each of these skeins is 273 yards, which is how many feet?
Seriously? You're going to make me do math in my head?
I'm trying to help you learn while you're not in school.
Hey, I just had an idea. If you're a parent listening at home, and you want to pause and have your kid do the math themselves, go ahead.
What are you, Dora the Explorer?
Ha ha. How many feet is 273 yards? Pause here. Okay, now I'll do it. 3 feet in a yard, 273 times 3 is 819 feet.
Ding, ding, ding. And I took 3 skeins with me. So when we reach the end of one, I can tie it to another and keep going. That would get us 819 yards.
That's pretty far, right?
Why don't you tell me? How many football fields is that? A field is 120 yards, including the end zones, by the way.
Pause again if you want. I can't do that one in my head right now. The answer is, Alex?
I checked it on a calculator before. The answer is 6.825.
Almost 7 football fields. That is pretty far.
Shh! Do you hear something?
I always hear something.
No, I mean, I don't know. Let's keep walking.
Well, you can't just say you hear something and then...